This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump called on the United Nations to hold China accountable for their actions in a speech to the world's body's General Assembly on Tuesday. In a pre-recorded speech from the White House, President Trump blamed the Chinese government for the global spread of COVID-19, which has now infected 31 million people worldwide and killed more than 965,000. The U.S. death toll has now topped 200,000. In his recorded remarks, Chinese President Xi Jinping said any attempt to politicize the pandemic should be rejected, and the World Health Organization should be given a leading role in the international response to the coronavirus. Trump has been harshly criticized for his handling of the pandemic, including from some former officials of his own administration. Well, colleagues, friends, and admirers will begin paying their final respects Wednesday to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg's casket will be brought to the Supreme Court building on Wednesday for a private ceremony attended by family and her fellow justices. Casket will be then moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. On Friday, Ginsburg will lie in state in the Capitol's Statuary Hall, making her the first woman to receive such an honor. The public will be able to view the casket after a formal ceremony for invited guests. She died last Friday at the age of 87 of pancreatic cancer. Her death has sparked a political battle over her replacement with President Trump and Senate Republicans vowing to name and confirm a new justice before the November 3rd presidential election. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Trump mocked his Democratic presidential rival Tuesday evening at a rally in Pittsburgh, speaking of Joe Biden, for talking about him for wearing a face mask in public. Trump said, why did he spend all the money on plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Trump and Biden have been at odds over the value of face masks as a defense against the coronavirus. A woman accused of sending a ricin-laced letter to President Trump, formally charged Tuesday with threatening the president. At a court in New York, Pascal Theria requested a court-appointed attorney. The U.S. magistrate entered a not guilty plea on her behalf. The affidavit said investigators found six additional letters sent to Texas in mid-September to people staffing detention centers where Theria was held last year after an arrest for weapons possession. She's deemed a flight risk and will be held in detention until a special hearing on September the 29th. A spokesman for European Union Council President Charles Michel says a summit of European Union leaders scheduled for Thursday and Friday has now been postponed after Michel was forced to go into COVID-19 quarantine following contact with an infected security guard. The summit now scheduled for October 1st and 2nd will focus on issues ranging from Brexit negotiations to climate change and tensions between Greece and Turkey over energy rights on the eastern Mediterranean island nation of Cyprus. Well, more pilot whales were found stranded in an area of Australia on Wednesday, now raising the total to almost 500 in the largest mass stranding ever recorded in the island state of Tasmania. Authorities have been working to rescue survivors among an estimated 270 whales found on Monday on a beach in two sandbars near the remote west town of Strahan. Tasmania is the only part of Australia prone to mass strandings. And a Pakistani court sentenced two men to death and another four convicts to life in prison for setting a garment fire back in 2012, the worst industrial fire in the country's history, killing some 264 people. The court said the men from a local political party started the fire in retaliation for the factory owners refusing to pay more than $1 million in extortion money. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.